SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney residents are still reeling after an attack on one of the city's busiest shopping centres on Saturday afternoon, which left six people dead and several others injured. A man entered Westfield Bondi Junction at around 3:30 p.m. and began stabbing unsuspecting shoppers using a knife, creating scenes of chaos. New South Wales police arrived at the scene and the man was eventually shot dead by a local police officer after repeated calls for him to stand down. Westfield Bondi employee and eyewitness Ayush Singh was working in a cafe when the attack took place.
I just saw like a lot of people running and I didn't know what was happening. I thought it was like some people playing prank or something, and after some time I saw a guy with a knife running like from food court to like the cafe that I work, Glow Bar. And he just went past and I was trying to look, but there was like a wall I couldn't see, and I just heard gunshot. And like I saw the guy lying down and the police officer were trying to like save him after that.
New South Wales police say the attack is not being treated as a terrorist incident. Assistant Commissioner Anthony Cook has told media the 40-year-old assailant was known to police and has been identified as Queensland man Joel Couchy. He says an investigation into the incident has been launched and the shopping centre will remain closed for the day as forensic examinations continue.
The processing of that crime scene will continue very clearly. This was a very broad incident. There's a lot of footage already out in the media depicting some of what has occurred. So people would understand this is a large crime scene. We need to deal with each and every aspect of that crime scene absolutely in minute detail to make sure we get that right. We will do things as quickly as is absolutely practicable, but it will take some time.
Of the six people killed, five were women and one male. The female victims ranged in age from 20 to 55 years old, while the man was aged in his 30s. One of the victims, 38-year-old mother Ash Good, died while trying to save her baby, who had also been stabbed. The nine-month-old infant was taken to hospital where she underwent surgery overnight and is in a serious but stable condition. Assistant Commissioner Cook says some of the victims were from overseas and had no relatives in Australia.
We are working through the process now of speaking with the families and supporting the families of those victims, two of whom it would appear have no family in Australia. So we are working through and with agencies overseas to attempt to reach out to the families of those victims.
Several others suffering from severe injuries have been transferred to hospitals across New South Wales and are receiving treatment. Speaking to the ABC, New South Wales Health Minister Ryan Park says others checked in voluntarily during the night.
What we do know is there was around nine patients transferred to many hospitals yesterday. Another three went into hospital overnight on their own steam. In relation to the nine-month-old baby, last night I attended the Children's Hospital at Randwick. I spoke firsthand with those frontline nurses and clinicians who treated that child. She had surgery overnight and is currently in a critical condition and is in ICU. Now, we certainly are hoping that she gets through this, but there is a long way to go.
New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has hailed the bravery of all those whose efforts prevented more casualties.
I know that many people, because of the number of those that have been killed, may take cold comfort from this fact. But nonetheless, it is a fact. And that is that the best in this state confronted one of the worst acts we've ever seen. And we are very, very grateful for the men and women that stood up in Bondi Junction in the last day.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has described the events that unfolded at Sydney's eastern suburbs as beyond comprehension. He says support needs to be provided for those who witnessed the incident.
These events were witnessed by thousands of people who were there shopping. This is a shopping centre that is very familiar to Sydneysiders. It is very large indeed. And for people who were forced to be locked in shops people who ran from danger, people who confronted that danger. Many of them should ensure that if they need that assistance to talk these issues through, to deal with this dreadful experience, then they should reach out and that support will be there.
The Prime Minister says he received words of support from global leaders overnight who condemned the violent act. Buckingham Palace released a statement in which King Charles III and his wife Camilla expressed their horror at the stabbing incident. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, US President Joe Biden and the Pope also sent messages of support towards the families that had been affected by the attack. Alex Anifantis, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.